The NFL selections 2019. Let's go. All right, what conference you want to start with? AFC or NFC? Where are we going first? NFC, AFC. You want to go alphabetical, A?
I can't take the pressure.
Or do you
want to
go N?
You go
A
first.
A or N?
Let's go.
A or N?
I'm already stumped. No, let's go.
And which way
AFC.
Do you want to go?
Go AFC. We got to go
right, AFC.
AFC. You go
we'll
first.
Start with the AFC.
Well, this is the order, Moose. Let's go AFC East, AFC North, AFC South, AFC West.
You got it.
All right, cool.
We'll
you
go,
go
down that list.
All right.
And we're going to go one division at a time.
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. AFC East, I still think it's the Patriots. Until I see this great regression, I think they're the best coach team in the National Football League. Brady knows, shows no signs of aging. I know no Gronkowski, and that certainly hurts the offense, but Edelman is healthy. Sony Michel, White, and the guys that they got in that backfield. Now you got Gordon. Offensive line might be a little bit of a concern early on, but they still have the best offensive line coach in the NFL under wraps. Defensively, I think they should be pretty good. I'm thinking the Patriots win the AFC East.
All right, well, I understand, Moose. I think a lot of people would agree with you, but not me. Not me. I will not agree with that. And this is where the shocker's coming, right out of the
box.
Yep. No. Nope. This is why I'm wearing a beautiful royal blue Buffalo Bill pullover. You nailed it. You got it.
Yes.
We're going Bills. That's right. You heard me correct. My Bills.
What's in your water?
No. It's no
vodka.
No vodka. This is this. Look,
right.
We have a great defense.
Right.
The Bills
fever.
Have a great defense. We do. Allen's going to have a really good year in his sophomore year as an NFL quarterback. He's going to get his accuracy down.
Okay.
Cole Beasley, I think, will be.
Okay.
I think Cole Beasley will be tremendous in the slot. No one's talking about Cole Beasley, the former Cowboy. I'm telling you right now, he's going to be on point. We made some adjustments to that offensive line. John Brown, hell of a wide receiver. Okay. Tom Brady. He's getting old. And I'll tell you, I'm not buying in. I'm done with the Brady.
Go Pats!
I'm done with it. I'm done. And I feel the Bills will look at Ed Oliver to this defensive line, who's a tremendous lineman, as you know. He's going to have a great rookie year. We just have a great defense. I mean, I guess I'm drinking the water, the Bills Kool-Aid. I don't know, but I'm going Bills, AFC East.
There you go. Strong. We'll get to the – that's a hell of a pick. That's a gutsy pick.
It's
pick
gutsy.
Number one.
It's gutsy. And, Moose, I'm going to stand behind it.
Very nice.
I hope I don't regret this.
Well, no. It's just a prediction. It's not like anybody's betting money on it, right?
I'm sure we can find someone that is.
To the AFC
you
North
might know
we
someone,
go.
But anyway.
I'm sure, yeah. AFC North, division winner of the AFC North, Taz, you go first. Go.
Whoa, hold on a second. The order was you were going first. And
you got me going. I thought we were
going
to rotate.
Oh, you want to rotate? You should have said that.
I'll go first. Here we go. I don't want to throw you off.
I'll go first. Hey, listen. I'm unflappable. Okay, you're not. You're not throwing me off. I'm unflappable.
No, you're right. The rhythm of it. AFC North, I'm going to take. I know everybody. I'm going to buy in. I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns to win the AFC North. I've liked what they've done all offseason long. I'm rooting for Odell Beckham Jr. I really am, to kind of shove it down the throat of some Giant fans in terms of how it all ended. I know he is not necessarily taking the high road on the way out. Love Baker Mayfield. I like what they can do defensively as well. Now, that one could absolutely implode. I mean, it really can.
Right.
It's like walking around a gasoline, gas station with a lit match.
Or a cigar.
It could be absolutely fantastic as well. And I'm going to bank on the fact that I think it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
I think they're the team that's got the opportunity to have the most explosive offense with the least amount of weaknesses. I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns to win the AFC North.
Well, Moose, I have to tell you, I agree with you. Okay, so we're on the same page in regards to the AFC North. I'm going to buy into, and I agree with a ton of what you said because it definitely could implode for sure. Baker Mayfield is a lightning rod. He's got a massive chip on his shoulder, and he's one of these excellent second-year quarterbacks in the NFL that's going to probably do really well this year. And we'll see how well these defensive coordinators that are playing against the Browns throughout the year have figured Baker out. Good luck trying to figure him out. He's a very unique type of quarterback. I'm buying in totally. Nick Chubb.
I am.
I'm with you. We're on the same page. Chubb, I think, is a hell of a back. Njoku is an underratedly awesome tight end. And obviously with the addition of Beckham on the team, and you got Juice Landry, like you said, hell of a defense. I'm on that train too, man. I feel like the Browns will take the AFC North.
All right, to the AFC South we go. Obviously, the complexion of the division changed with the sudden retirement of Andrew Luck. You've got the lack of development for Marcus Mariota and the Tennessee Titans. So you're looking at Nick Foles in Jacksonville, Deshaun Watson in Houston, now with a shiny new left tackle in Laremy Tunsil. And that's where I landed in terms of my division winner, Taz. I'm going to land with the Houston Texans. Now, they lost a lot. They did during the course of the offseason. They're not going to be as explosive defensively. Anytime you take a guy, even if you don't think Clowney's as good as he was expected to be coming out of South Carolina, is kind of this transcendent defensive player. He hasn't been that. He's still really good. And he's still going to be a really good member of that Seattle Seahawks team, Taz. But I do think the Texans, defensively, they take a hit. Offensively, they'll be better because Watson will be protected better now with Tunsil at the left tackle spot. I think he'll be healthier as the season goes along. Losing Lamar Miller certainly hurts. That means picking up Duke Johnson and then trading for Carlos Hyde. You're going to get the two backs, but Duke Johnson's going to get an opportunity to star down there with the Houston Texans. And we know how good that receiving core can be as long as they stay healthy and they just added Kenny Stills. I'm going to take the Texans. It was close between the Texans and Jaguars when I went through this division. Kind of a flip of the coin. Mm. Feeling Houston this morning, so that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to take the Texans to win the AFC South.
Okay, Moose, I disagree. I understand your reasoning. You laid it out perfectly, as you normally you would. You're a pro's pro, as we all know. I think the offensive line... Okay, let me just say my team. This is Jaguars. Okay. I feel the Jaguars win the South. Here's the thing, though, with the Texans. I just feel like that loss with Lamar Miller with that ACL is a big deal.
Fair.
Let's see if Duke can do what he can do behind an offensive line that's a work in progress right now. That offensive line can be real good, but it is a work in progress. They got to, you know, let's see if they can get their ceilings under them. But it's about, to me, it's about the Jaguars. I think Nick Foles, he's been to the dance and won at the dance and won an MVP at the big dance. I do think that this is his team. I think that he's going to fit in well with the Jaguars. And, you know, you got a defense if Nick Foles. On your defense was the fifth best in yardage allowed last year. So, you know, I also think Fournette's going to have a hell of a year, you know, carrying a rock. I think Fournette, if he keeps his head straight, he's going to run that ball. And he's an animal to tackle. You know, two good wide receivers in D.D. Westbrook and Marquise Lee. So, I don't know, man. I'm all into this Jaguar thing. I think they're going to do really, really well, and they got a really good defense. So, so that's it. I got the I got the Jacksonville Jaguars winning the AFC South.
Yeah, definitely could see that. All right, let's head out west, Taz.
We're going to be on the same page in this. I know it already.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going Kansas City. I like the Chargers and. Not having Gordon certainly hurts. I think the Broncos will be better with Flacco at the quarterback spot. I think the Raiders will be improved now. I think they're probably a more talented team in which Gruden and Mayock are bringing in their kind of guys. And I think Antonio Brown will have, you know, a pretty good year as a member of the Oakland Raiders. I think it's the Chiefs. They changed the defensive coordinator. You know, they got a little bit better in terms of getting after the quarterback, Frank Clark as well. A little bit better of a two-way player. I like some of the additions that they made. I think Spagnuolo is going to help out that defense. And we know this. Andy Reid can call an offense. They added LeSean McCoy, who got cut by your Buffalo Bills. I'm not telling you he's going to be a star, but he could be a nice complimentary piece out there in Kansas City and helping out that offense at times to take some of the workload, you know, at the running back spot. We know how brilliant Patrick Mahomes is. You know, Hill's going to be there the entirety of the season. So, I think it's the Chiefs division to lose. I think it's probably the easiest division in the AFC to call, all due respect to the Patriots, because I think there's a separation between the Chiefs and everybody else. So I'm going with Kansas City to win the AFC West.
Okay, before I give you my AFC West pick, I want to circle back with you for a second. You just said something about all due respect to the Pats. And I agree with you. You said that the AFC West is the easiest out of the AFC to pick, in your opinion. I agree with that. I'm also picking the Chiefs. Okay, but I'll get into the rest of that in a second. But I want to ask you a question. If it wasn't for the AFC East, just to go back, if Moose was not picking the Pats, who would you pick?
In the AFC East?
Yeah.
I go back and forth between the Bills and the Jets. I think the Jets are going to have a really good year. But I get concerned with the Jets about getting after the quarterback, and I don't love their corners. Safeties are good.
Safeties good, but the corners, right.
The cornerbacks are an issue. If you ask me, I'd probably say the Bills could be right there as being the team that wins that division.
So you don't feel my Bills pick? Because I don't feel like I'm a homer here.
No. I don't think you're... No. It's tough for me to go against the Patriots until I see it implode.
Right.
I think the Bills are going to have a good year? Yeah, I think the Bills are going to have a good year.
Yes.
And I do think it's between them and the Jets for being the second best team. And I'd probably put Buffalo ahead of the Jets based on the fact I think they're probably a better overall team. But I do like the Jets quarterback more than I like your Bills quarterback.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Sorry.
All good. No, it's okay.
I took it away from you.
No, he did. Yeah, you had me up here, and then it was like, he Sammy better than Josh.
You gotta leave him wanting.
I was right there. But anyway, so I'm with you. AFC West, Chiefs for sure. I mean, you know, you nailed all the stars in, man. I mean, and you also got to throw in, obviously, Tariq Hill, no matter what you think of this guy off the field. He's an amazing player. And they thought he wasn't going to be around, and he's going to be there. He's allowed to play. So, and you got Kelce at that tight end spot, who's just tremendous. You mentioned Shady McCoy, you know, LeSean McCoy there coming from the Bills. That's a big plus for them. We'll see how he does. But they also got Damian Williams as a really good running back there, too. So you could run two backs in that system there. Defensively, they're excellent, too. So, it's tough to not lean on the Kansas City Chiefs, for sure, in the AFC West. Yeah, so I'm with the Chiefs.
Now, the interesting thing, Taz, is, you know, and you and I kind of, we differed on some, agreed on some of our division winners. I had a more difficult time finding the two, going through the, and finding the two wild card teams in the AFC.
I did,
as
too.
Compared to the division winners. You know, I look at the wild card teams, and, you know, we just talked about the Bills and the Jets and the AFC East, and I think one of those two teams, I don't think both, one of those two teams I think will be playing relevant football late with an opportunity to get themselves into the postseason, right? I look at the AFC North. I'm not as high on Lamar Jackson as some. I think the Steelers are going to be the team that's going to be in wild card contention in the AFC North. I don't think Baltimore's going to be completely out of it, but I think the Steelers will be ahead of them. I love the Jaguars as being a wild card team this year. If they don't win the division, fall short against the Texans, I think they'll take a monumental step forward off a down year last year. And then you go out west, you got the Chargers. So in essence, you know, you got the Chargers, you got, for my money, the Chargers, the Jaguars, the Steelers, Ravens to a lesser extent, and then you got the Bills and the Jets, who I think are all going to be in some sort of competition for being a wild card team in the AFC. That's the way I look at it in terms of wild card contenders in the AFC. Separating it, where'd I go? I went with the team that you picked to win the AFC South. I think it's going to be a wild card team. My first one is going to be the Jaguars. You mentioned in terms of the improvement with Foles. I think it's a team that last year came apart at the seams, offense and defense, in terms of bickering and fighting. Bortles was an absolute disaster. Marrone did a terrible job of keeping everybody in order. Right, I think Fournette will be a lot more motivated. I think he'll be more on the straight and narrow. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars make a return to the postseason. So then, to me, it comes down to Steelers or Chargers. Which way do I go? And I ended up going, amazingly enough, I ended up going with the Pittsburgh Steelers to make it out of the AFC North. So I have the Chargers. You put the Gordon stuff, throw that into the mix. And I don't know. I think it's going to come down to the final week. I'll take the Steelers to return to the postseason with their two young stars in Connor at running back and Juju Smith-Schuster at wide receiver. So I'm going to take the Steelers and the Jaguars are being the wild card teams in the AFC.
Wow, you gave us a hell of a breakdown. I was going to say, all right, my AFC wild card teams, Steelers and the Patriots. No. So I do have the Steelers and the Pats.
Okay.
But now, this is the thing. I almost went, because you're right. I mean, I had the same issue you had as far as picking two wild card teams. The Steelers, to me, I have locked in as a wild card for sure. Okay, I'm buying in.
You think there's going to be a big drop-off with the Pats this year?
I do. I don't know why. My gut, I just feel like it. And, you know, listen, man. Us as a football community, as an NFL community.
I love football.
We have all, that are non-Patriot fans, we have all looked at it like, oh, this is the year that it ends for them. I'm buying in again to that narrative. This is the year it ends for them. So I'm going to buy in
some year it's going to be right.
And I think it's going to be
this
now.
This is the year.
That's what I'm thinking. Right. I'm going all the way in. So gotcha. I'm going to go Steelers, Patriots as wild card. Now,
okay.
As far as the Steelers, I do think, you know, their locker room dynamic is much better now without that big pain in the ass Antonio Brown.
Oh, I mean, Mr.
So without him there and without Lev Bell there, that whole thing was straining. I do think with James Conner, that running back spot, I'm not saying Conner's as good as Bell. He's not. But Conner did a really good job last year for them. They have a good chemistry. Him and Big Ben have a good chemistry. Really good offensive line on this team. Really good receivers in Moncrief and Juju. So let's see how Juju can play, Moose, without A.B. getting the one cornerback coming, the top cornerback on him. You know what I mean? So let's see if Juju can handle that. But I think the Steelers hit the AFC wild card. And then I said the Patriots. I mean, it's easy to sell the Patriots on why, you know, of all their success and the great coaching and Tom Brady, blah, blah, blah. But the team that I had almost ahead in a wild card instead of the Pats was the Jets. Because I do think the Jets, yes, I do. I do think the Jets are going to be really good this year. I think Bell is going to have an outstanding year for the New York Jets. I do really feel that. I think Sam Darnold's going to have a good year at that quarterback spot in his second year. But that defense is a little rough, like we talked about the cornerbacks for the Jets, you know? That's where I have a little problem with them. But otherwise, and they got a real good defensive lineman from Alabama and Quinnen Williams, who's going to have a great year.
Yeah.
So, my AFC wild cards are Steelers and Patriots.
Steelers and Pats, good breakdown. I agree with you about the Jets, and that's why it had a... We both have the Chargers out.
I know, isn't that a little crazy?
Team had a great year last year.
Yeah.
I mean, losing James in the back defensive backfield certainly hurts. No Gordon to start the year. So we both have the Chargers being out.
Yeah.
We both have the Steelers being a wild card team. I went Jaguars, and you went Patriots. I have the Patriots winning the AFC East. You have the Jaguars winning the AFC North. So
you didn't write that down. I'm looking at you. You got a pen sitting on a table. You didn't write any of that down, and you memorized my stuff.
I did, yeah.
Damn. That's what happens when you either are very intelligent you haven't been hit the head with chairs.
Probably
as many
the
times
latter.
It's bing, bing,
right.
Bing. You know.
My wife called me a moron yesterday.
Oh, so.
Hello.
We'll get into the NFC and we'll do our Super Bowl picks. Funny. We'll do that next. It's Taz and the Moose with you on this Thursday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, let's get to our NFC picks. All right, Taz, I led the way in the AFC. You lead the way in the NFC. That work?
Kind of, but before we do that,
yeah,
we got to make sure. We should have did this off air. Last year, I believe we did it where we just picked an AFC champ and an NFC champ. We didn't pick, get into which two AFC teams will play each other. You know what I mean? Pick the AFC champ, pick the NFC champ. You good with that? And
yeah,
then go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That absolutely. All right, NFC East.
What about it? I'm going first?
Yes.
I guess so. We'll switch a Rooney here. All right, well, after all the chatter and all the millions of dollars spent, I'm going to buy in, and I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys for the NFC East. I don't know, man. I just feel like I said the other day here on the show, I just feel like they're going to be the dominant force. You know, Zeke Elliott, he is just going to be... He's got to be so confident and so happy and positive, along with Dak, Amari Cooper, their whole offense. To have this guy back in the fold, he's the best player on the team. He's the best running back. NFL's leading rusher. He's the best running back in the game. I mean, so it's a huge part of their offense, as we know. We've talked about it a lot. For me, it really was simple. I do think the New York Giants and the Eagles are going to be really good. I don't think your Redskins are going to be that good, unfortunately, Moose. But I do think the Giants are going to be better than people think, but not better than the Eagles. But it still wasn't enough for me. I said the other day, and I feel like it's the NFC East is a one-team race, and it's the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't look at the division as we had the discussion the other day. I don't look at this division as being a one-horse race. I think it's the Eagles and the Cowboys, and I think it can go either way. I'm going to side with Philadelphia to win the NFC East. Love Miles Sanders, the rookie running back coming out of Penn State, him and Jordan Howard in that backfield, even though they had conversations with the Los Angeles Chargers about Melvin Gordon. They weren't willing to give up to the Chargers what they're looking for, which is at least a first-round draft choice. I'm going to take the Eagles. I think Wentz plays well this year. I love the weapons they have on the outside. I love the addition of DeSean Jackson. I like what they provide defensively as well, getting after the quarterback. We know how good Fletcher Cox is. I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles in what I think will be a nip-and-tuck race down the stretch between the two. I don't think the Giants are going to be a particularly good team. I think they'll be better offensively. I don't know what they'll be defensively. I think the Washington Redskins are an absolute mess. So it's the Eagles and the Cowboys neck and neck down the stretch. I'm going to side with Philadelphia to win the NFC East.
All right. So now we barrel into the NFC North.
Correct.
Well, look, to me, I think there's two teams at the top of the heap here, and it's Green Bay and Chicago, in my opinion. I'm leaning towards the Bears. I'm going defense, and more defense, and I think that's what you get with a guy like Khalil Mack at the helm there defensively for them. They are, you're going to see it tonight. I mean, you're going to see it tonight when the Packers play the Bears. You're going to see a defense that is tremendous. I believe in defense, and I believe in Trubisky. I think Trubisky is much better than people feel, much better than the credit that he doesn't get and stuff like that. I like him. I like him a lot. Excuse me. I do think, back to defense real quick. I want to mention Eddie Jackson, one of the better safeties in the game. He's a guy that doesn't get a lot of love either. He's tremendous. So I do think, and Roquan Smith at that linebacker spot, another guy who's great defensively. They're loaded there defensively. Offensively, pretty good offensive line. But I like Trubisky. I think Cohen could run amok at any time, so I'm running the football for you. Allen Robinson, good receiver, as is Taylor Gabriel. So you know what, man, I'm taking the Chicago Bears. I'm confident in this. The NFC North, it's the Bears.
I'm going to go with the Packers to win the NFC North. I think you make a case for three of the four: Bears, Packers, or the Minnesota Vikings. And Minnesota coming off a disappointing year last year, now year two with the Kirk Cousins era. But I'm going to go with the Packers, freshening up, obviously, that coaching staff with LaFleur in. McCarthy had been there too long, obviously, and that was a massive issue last year as he got fired before the last game of the regular season. But midway point of the year. But I think their receivers are dynamic. I do like Aaron Jones running the football. I think it's going to be extremely motivated Aaron Rodgers this year. I think he's going to start to put that show on display later on tonight as they take on the Chicago Bears. Defensively, listen, they're not on the level of Chicago. I'm not going to pretend that they are. But I do think they're going to be good enough, and I think it's important for them to play from in front. That means that offense has to have a pretty good year. I'm going to take the Packers, best quarterback in the division, bounce back year for the Green Bay Packers. I'm going to take Green Bay to win the NFC North.
All right. I got you. It's tough to argue. Green Bay's great for sure. NFC South, and we roll right into this. NFC South, listen, to me it's about a quarterback that is just head and shoulders, in my opinion, better than the other quarterbacks in the NFC South, and that's Drew Brees, New Orleans Saints. So I'm going New Orleans. No knock on Matt Ryan and stuff like that, or Cam. You know, Cam's got a little lower leg injury, but I know he's going to be back and ready to go. But I don't know. I'm all in with the Saints. I just feel like I just feel Kamara is just so great out of the backfield, running the ball, catching passes out of the backfield. Tremendous. Michael Thomas, awesome wide receiver.
Yeah.
Defensively, really good squad. I like the New Orleans Saints to take the NFC South.
Okay. Yeah, we're in agreement. First division in the NFC that we're in agreement with. We agreed on two of the divisions in the AFC. This is the first one in the NFC. And I think, you know, listen, Carolina, as long as Duke can stay healthy, we know what they can do. McCaffrey is talented in the backfield. The Buccaneers, I think, will be better coached this year with the change of the coaching staff and bringing in Bruce Arians than they were under Dirk Cutter. Now, you get to the Saints and the Falcons. The Falcons, the issue for the past, you know, since they lost that Super Bowl has been health. They've been ravaged by injury. Along that defensive front, which is predicated on speed, getting after it for Dan Quinn and the Atlanta Falcons. They're healthier this year, and they addressed a massive need, that offensive line, in the draft this past April. However, I just trust the Saints more than I trust the Atlanta Falcons. And that's why I sided with the Falcons to win the NFC South. I think the Atlanta Falcons, I side with the Saints to win the NFC South. I think the Falcons have a bounce back year. I think they fall short in the division. We agree. I'm going to take the Saints and Drew Brees. With now Kamara being the guy in the backfield, Ingram, a member of the Baltimore Ravens. We know about Thomas. Defensively, they got better last 6-8 weeks of the regular season a year ago. Their defense was allowing a tad under 14, 15 points per game, Taz. Give me the New Orleans Saints to win the NFC South.
All right, cool. NFC West, as we roll into this thing here, you got the Cardinals, you got the Rams, got the 49ers, and you got the Seahawks. I am going with the Rams. How great they were last year. I think it's going to continue this year. Goff just got big coin, big money, huge millions. Gurley, I think somehow, some way, he ends up being healthy with that knee. I know it's kind of a mysterious thing. Who the hell knows? But I feel like Gurley is an awesome running back, and I do think he somehow, some way, figures it out and stays on the field healthy. I hope so for him anyway. I like the Rams a lot. I mean, a lot. Defensively, I mean, gee whiz, you got Aaron Donald, who's just arguably the best defensive player in the game. Maybe no argument. So I love defensively what the Rams do and what they bring to the table. You know, with Talib and Weddle in that defensive backfield, Marcus Peters, you know, the whole thing. So I also, offensively, back to the offense, you know, with Cooper Kupp, that connection with Goff being there. That's real. Other two wide receivers that are awesome are Robert Woods and Brandon Cooks. So, you know, on a really good offensive line, I mean, it's tough not to buy in to the Rams. So I'm all the way Rams.
Yeah, don't disagree. Second division that we agree upon. Goff gets his new contract. The concern that you have, certainly, with Gurley and that arthritic knee, defensively with Aaron Donald, there's a lot to like about that Rams team. Plus, you like the vision, and I don't think there's going to be any kind of Super Bowl hangover with McVay running that ship out there in Los Angeles for the Rams. I think, obviously, he looked at it and said he outthought himself, maybe watched too much film going into that Super Bowl against the Patriots. The offense was absolutely stifled. I think they laid on a lot of teams this year, as you would expect to get with a team that's predicated on their offense. I'm going to take the Rams to win the NFC West.
All right.
Now we get to wild card teams.
Yeah, so we're going to do that now. There's a lot of different ways to go in the NFC West.
I think just like the AFC, you look at it. I mean, for me, you know, when I looked at the wild card teams and you're trying to find two, you know, it was the Cowboys, Eagles, whoever didn't win the NFC East. And I have the Eagles, you have the Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I had I picked the Packers, so I had the Bears and the Vikings. Then you got the Falcons, and on the outside a little bit, Carolina. And then you got the improved Seattle Seahawks out west in the NFC West. Those are the teams that I kind of worked my way through to figure out who I think is going to be in the wild card.
This is what I got, Moose. My NFC wild cards, the Packers and the Eagles. That's what I have. I mean, you talked up the Packers earlier, and you hit on everything with it. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is the man. There's no doubt about it. He's great. Looking forward to watching him play tonight. Awesome team. I don't know. For me, it's and the Eagles, I mean, the Eagles are just, if Wentz can stay healthy, I mean, with their defense and offensive, what they can do. So that's my two teams, Packers, Eagles.
There you go. All right. I went with the Cowboys, with Elliott back in the fold to being one of the wild cards. And I went with the Atlanta Falcons to be my other wild card team in the NFC. They're healthier. The window is still open. Ryan's a hell of a quarterback. They got weapons with Jones and Ridley and Sanu at the wide receiver spot. Tevin Coleman's now a member of the 49ers, but still the running back scenario with Devonta Freeman is still, as long as he stays healthy, you're A-OK. You throw in Ito Smith, the rookie, this year as well. I'm going to take the Falcons with a huge bounce back year, healthier, defense healthier. They're going to be my second wild card team in the NFC.
All right,
now we get to Super Bowl combatants, Taz.
Right here, right now.
Yes.
Wow.
And who wins the Super Bowl? You want me to go first?
Yes, sir.
All right. I think it's going to be a year we're going to look back on, and it's kind of going to be, you know, the NFL done right. Last year, the Saints were done wrong in the NFC Championship game. And I think it's going to be a year where they get themselves back to a Super Bowl. We know Breeze is up there in age. We know he wasn't throwing with the same velocity a year ago at the end of the year as he was at the start of the year. I think the Saints are going to use last year's NFC Championship game as extreme motivation. I think it's going to be the Saints getting to the Super Bowl in Miami, coming out of that NFC. Remember, where did they win the Super Bowl? They won it down in Miami when they beat Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts. I think they go back to Miami. Give me New Orleans coming out of the NFC. And the AFC, similar in nature, I think it's going to be Andy Reid's year and the Kansas City Chiefs. I love the fact they bring in Spags to coach that defense. Love some of the changes they made along that defense as well, Taz. We know how good that offense can be. I think it's going to be Chiefs and the Saints in the Super Bowl in February down in Miami.
All right, we agree on the Chiefs. I believe the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl for the AFC, totally. And we're a little tight on time, so I'm not going to get into too much detail. Sorry. And as far as the NFC, I wavered, man. I was leaning towards the Saints, but I decided on the Rams.
Okay.
So for me, I'm going Chiefs versus Rams in the Super Bowl. That's how I have it.
And I have the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl.
I, too, have the Chiefs winning the Super
Bowl. Look at that.
Yes.
We're in agreement.
That's something.
Yeah. We're both on board with the Kansas City Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. So there you are. And if you're a Chief fan, I'm sorry.
That's funny.
It's Taz and the Moose on this Thursday morning. There are your NFL picks.